Give me one video to teach you how to build unshakable confidence. I'm not talking about that fake it till you make it confidence. I'm not talking about the mask that people put on. I'm talking about I'm gonna teach you how to be that woman who walks into a room and everybody turns their heads. Not because she's gorgeous, but because she walks with this certainty inside of her and it shows in her aura. I don't know about you, but my goal has always been to be that woman. Not Bella Hadid, although she's gorgeous, but that woman with unshakable confidence and crazy aura points. I'm not going to tell you in this video to fake it till you make it, to repeat affirmations, or to pretend to be like the loudest person in the room, because that's not real confidence. That's the quick confidence toolkit that you use when you're going to go present and you need something quick. I'm talking about real deep confidence that will live in your core now and forever. When I think about confidence, I no longer think about that person that just looks like they're the most outgoing in the room. To me, when I think about confidence, I think of this voice that's saying, I can do this even when I'm scared, even when I don't feel like it, I still show up. If that's the kind of confidence you want, then stay with me because I'm going to show you exactly what it takes to get there. Starting off, you need to redefine what you see as confidence. I feel like it's kind of such a vague word, but if you can really define what it is, then you know what you're after and you know what you're building. So like I've said, you've probably seen someone that looks like they're super confident. Maybe they're loud, maybe they're extroverted, maybe they seem kind of magnetic or sexy or whatever the case is. But that is not the kind of confidence I'm talking about, and that is not the kind of confidence that is going to make you do all the things that you want to do and lead you to all the success that you want to have in this lifetime. That is external and it's performative. I'm talking about the kind of confidence that lets you show up in your health journey, pitch your business ideas without spiraling, walking into a networking event and owning your energy, whether you're scared or not, and keeping the promises that you make to yourself when no one is watching. Confidence is not something that you're just born with. Some people are not more special than you for seeming more confident. Confidence is keeping the promises to yourself and knowing that you will show up. I need you to ask yourself honestly, where do you lack confidence? In what area of your life do you not feel confident right now? Is it your body and your health and fitness journey? Is it your business? Is it your ability to be consistent? Is it your ability to hold relationships, to hold friendships? Awareness is step one. Because if you can name it, if you can name the problem, you can change it. Maybe it's socially. Maybe you don't feel like you're confident enough to go to a networking event and talk to people, or even go to school, university, or your job and talk to people. Not confident that you can stick with a routine or with a regimen or with a health plan. We're going to break it down. Part three, I need you to know that affirmations won't save you. I'm not gonna lie, I used to do affirmations a lot, especially when I was growing up, when I was in high school, and over time, I did start to feel better. But once I would stop those affirmations, the good feeling stopped. And my point is that a lot of people are just using affirmations the wrong way. And at the end of the day, that's not the thing that is gonna get you that true, genuine, solid confidence. It's very helpful for those short-term shifts, but affirmations are not going to carry you. So what's going to carry you? What is going to help you build confidence? Action builds confidence. I'm going to say that again. Action builds confidence. Confidence comes from keeping the promises that you make to yourself, especially when you don't feel like keeping them. If you want to build real confidence, you're going to have to learn how to be uncomfortable and how to do things when you're scared and or doubtful. I built my confidence in real time, scared out of my mind. And I'm going to share some examples with you guys, but I know the difference in low confidence and high confidence. Because whenever I'm in a period of my life, maybe I was just in a rut or who knows what happened, and I feel this internal feeling of literally just low confidence. Since I already know what builds confidence, I always sit back and ask myself in those moments, what promises have I not been keeping to myself? Where am I aiming too big? And where do I have to take small actionable steps so I can build my confidence in myself and trust myself? Okay, I'm going to give you some examples in how I built confidence in different areas of my life. For example, I talk super openly on here on how I recently have been healing my relationship with food. And thank God I'm very far along in my journey and I feel great. But when I was healing from my EDs and whatnot, I didn't try to be cured overnight as much as that's what I really wanted. I had to let that go. And I was scared to let go of the rules, to let go of the restrictions and all of that. But I didn't aim for this big giant goal. Instead, I celebrated one small win at a time. So I would celebrate the one time that I wouldn't look at the calories on the back of a package, or I celebrated one binge urge that I overcame. I didn't go and try and never binge again because that wasn't going to happen. That's not how it works. And that would leave me super discouraged when I did go and binge. So instead, I just celebrated the next binge urge that I overcame. I celebrated the next time that I didn't overthink my food. I celebrated the next time that I regulated my emotions just one time. I celebrated the next meal that I ate mindfully, not aiming to eat all the meals for the rest of my life mindfully, because because nobody even does that. I didn't try to eat like a normal eater all the time, and I didn't try to completely X out binging for the rest of my life. I kept tiny little promises to myself, and I didn't beat myself up when I slipped up. But most importantly, I showed up even though I felt super uncomfortable. Now, obviously, I'm a content creator, and when I started content creation, I didn't wait until I felt confident enough to post, because that never ever happened in like literally the first year that I was a content creator. Even now, sometimes I post things and I still fear judgment and I still get scared. But guess what? I post it anyways. I filmed and I planned and I posted through all the fear, through all the self-doubt, and through all of the fear of judgment. I was also scared of hate. I was also scared of getting judged by people that I knew. And mind you, I come from a very, very, very judgy community of people in my culture. I was scared that my content would flop. And guess what? A lot of times it did. Did I die? No, I'm still here. And guess what? Now after doing this for 3 years and still getting scared sometimes, I am mostly desensitized to all of those fears. But I was only able to become desensitized to them and be confident in my ability to carry out the things I say I'm going to carry out when it comes to my content creation business, because I plan and I film and I post even when I feel the fear and doubt. I don't try to wait for the fear and doubt to go away. I don't try to get rid of it. I do it anyways with the fear and the doubt in my back pocket. Confidence comes from putting in the reps. If you are scared to post content, let's say, for example, and out of the 100 ideas that you have, you only post one idea. Okay, you faced your fear one time, but that's not going to build that really solid confidence over time. It comes from doing the reps. It comes from consistently feeling that fear of posting something and posting it anyways, from doing that day in and day out. You build confidence through action and through the reps of it. I really hope that makes sense, because that's how I see it in my head. Confidence is reps of doing the things with the fear and the doubt. I never focus on one huge goal if it's way too intimidating for me. And if I know, I'll crash out if I don't reach it, and then I'll get down on myself. We do not do that over here, because that does not build confidence and that gets you further away from your goals and the success that you desire. I always focus on one step at a time and I master one habit at a time. You think I wasn't scared to start a YouTube channel, to post the hundreds of TikToks that I posted? I was scared, but I did the reps. And now I'm on the other side where I'm more confident and more successful, all while feeling fear. Successful people, confident people, do not have a lack of fear or a lack of self-doubt. They've just learned how to carry it in their back pocket with them and do the action anyways. That's the difference between you and somebody who keeps promises to themselves. The thing that's holding you back from being your most confident self is not doing the reps, is not allowing yourself to feel your fear and feel your doubt and do it anyways, is not giving yourself the permission to feel uncomfortable. So there's this story that I had heard in another video of this weight loss coach who onboarded his clients, and he didn't tell his clients to go on a diet right away. He just asked them for 1 week to make their bed and send him a picture of their bed being made every single day of the week. No workout, no health plan, none of that. And what this guy did was genius and was probably the most sustainable thing that he could have done for his clients, because it wasn't about the bed. He was bringing his clients to rebuild the trust in themselves, to rebuild the confidence in themselves. And now they were more confident that they can go ahead and do the next task that he gave them to do, because even though it was small, they showed up for themselves. And gradually, with making bigger and bigger promises and being consistent and consistent with the promises, you build your confidence up to a point that is literally unstoppable. Confidence is literally your brain going, I said I would do the thing. I did the thing. Even though I was scared, even though I had doubt, I survived. I can do it again. That is confidence. Do not make it more complicated than it actually is. But you know what will make it complicated? It's going way too big, way too soon, but we'll get into that. So how does fear actually help you? Fear is not the enemy. Fear is actually a beautiful biological thing that we have, and it's your body trying to keep itself safe. For example, a lot of people deal with the fear of judgment when it comes to social situations, whatever. And rightfully so, it has its place in our body and in our lives. Because back in the primal days, if we were rejected by our tribe, they would leave us and then we'd die by being alone. So it's actually a survival mechanism. But babe, we are not in the primal eras anymore. And a lot of times the fear of rejection is so just not valid and not true. But it doesn't mean you have to fight the fear. You just have to understand why it's there and not see it more than for what it really is. A lot of the time, that fear mechanism in your brain, it's reacting to perceived threats, not actual danger. So in conclusion, do not make fear a bigger thing than it actually is. And instead of trying to get rid of the fear, use it. Let your fear, let your doubt be the trigger that tells you, okay, I'm feeling fear and I want to avoid this thing. This is the perfect moment to build my confidence. Because when I don't want to do something because I feel fear and doubt, that is when I will build my confidence the most, if I do that thing. You have to be like, oh, okay, this is a rep that I need to do. And this is how I build that confidence muscle. It's just like your actual muscles. You can go to the gym once and you can rep out those muscles. But if you don't consider consistently go, you're going to lose your muscle over time. You have to constantly be repping out that confidence by doing things even when you feel the fear and the doubt and by being consistent with them. And I want you to know that whatever you feel fear and doubt in doing, in being, in embodying, your brain is going to continue to be scared until you do the thing. That's just the reality. And it's not really a big deal because you're capable of doing the thing. You're capable of repping it out so you can build your confidence. And I want to see you build that confidence. I want you to walk into any situation being like, I know I can do this. Even though I might be scared, even though I might have all these feelings, even though it might be challenging, I know that I can show up for myself. Because everyone deserves to feel that way and everyone deserves to have that level of confidence. Life is too short and your potential is too big for things to not be that way. So you want to know the secret of genuinely confident people? You want to know what they have that you don't? They do the thing even when they're scared. And they do it again and again and again. Until one day, it's just a no-brainer that they can do that thing, that they can follow that routine, that they can show up for themselves, that they can start that business, that they can go up to that random person and introduce themselves. Because they've built proof. And they've desensitized the fear and the doubt. And even if they haven't and it's still there, they know they're going to do it anyways and they'll be fine. Confidence is a muscle. You build it by putting it under pressure. You don't get stronger by thinking about lifting the weight. Get stronger by doing the reps. And the same thing goes for your confidence. Don't overcomplicate it. Every time you do something that makes you nervous, you grow. And lastly, don't wait to feel confident. If you're not feeling confident even after you showed up, it's probably because you went out way too far. You either set a really big goal instead of starting small, like I told you to, and you're obsessing over this big end result that you haven't reached yet and ignoring the reps that you've actually put in. You need to clap loud for yourself when you go to the gym, even when you're tired, when you reach out to someone, when you film the video that you were dreading. Don't focus too much on this big end result and how you're not there yet. Instead, what you can do is take that big result and split it up into small, tiny actions. Let's say in the span of 4 months, you have this really big goal. Get that goal, put it into AI if you need to, and split it into as tiny of steps as possible. And every day, if you know the steps are like individually different, you go in and you see if you have accomplished something that day or that week, and you cross it off, and that is a rep that you've done. And you can see over time the progress that you're making to that big goal. You need to be able to be accountable and to cheer yourself for the small wins, because that's where the confidence is going to be found. If it's more of a consistency goal, if it's more of showing up in a certain way every single day, have a habit tracker, have an accountability tracker. I have had an accountability tracker since I've been like literally 14. I always track my wins. I always track my habits until they become set in stone. And sometimes I have things that are set in stone and I still track it, because why wouldn't I want to celebrate myself every single day? Because it builds my confidence. Why not? Extra confidence for me, I'm going to take it. Confidence is built in those tiny moments, not in the big wins. And if you want to track those wins daily, I created a Notion habit tracker that's literally designed to build this kind of confidence. I'm going to show you guys on the screen a little insight of what it looks like, but the link will be in the description or the show notes. It's one of the creation of her digital tools. People are happy with it so far, and I'm happy you guys are happy. So that is all that matters to me. But yeah, if you guys want that, you think it'll be helpful, which I definitely know it will be, then you can go and get that for yourself. It's only $12.99 for something that you are going to use literally every single day. It's so helpful and it organizes your entire life, all areas. Here's what I want you to do today or this week, if you want to take this video further, obviously. Pick one scary thing. What's one thing that scares you? What's the first thing that pops into your head right now? Okay, do it. Don't overthink it. Do it scared. Do it with the fear. Do it with the doubt. In fact, you want it there so you can prove to yourself that it's just an emotion and that you can do things even carrying that emotion. Use it as your rep. That's exposure therapy in real life. Welcome to the club. Number two, start extremely small. You want confidence in your goals? Break them down into tiny steps. Track your daily wins and build evidence that you show up for yourself. Number three, accountability. Track with check marks, with highlights, with something that you're crossing off, that you're checking off, that you keep the promises to yourself, even if it's drinking a glass of water or walking for 5 minutes. Me personally, I want to start ending all my workouts with the 12:30 treadmill workout thing. And I'm starting from doing it for 0 minutes every single week. I don't do this workout, okay? Because I don't like it that much and it's hard. I mean, I like it eventually, but in the beginning, it's hard, okay? This is not my first rodeo. I understand confidence at this point. I understand building habits at this point. You think I'm gonna go and just be like, okay, well, I'm gonna start after every single workout, I'm gonna do 12:30, which mind you is a 12% incline, 33 miles per hour for 30 minutes. It's hard. You sweat, you're tired, and it's uncomfortable. So instead, what I'm gonna do is every time after my workout, or after, let's say, 3 workouts of the week, I'm gonna do it for just 5 minutes, and then I will check it off and I will work my way up from there. That's how you build up that momentum and that confidence. In a year from now, if you tell me to do 12:30, I'll probably be like, yeah, no problem. That's like no big deal. But if you ask me today, girl, I don't even know if I could last 30 minutes, genuinely. So start tracking your habits every single day and proving to yourself and giving yourself evidence that you show up, even when things look and feel kind of hard, kind of uncomfortable. I use my Notion habit tracker for this. Simple, it's aesthetic, and it works. So like I said, up to you guys, but you can grab it below if you want to build that real trackable momentum. So in conclusion, guys, confidence does not come first. Action comes first and then follows the confidence from the action. And then one day you look up and you didn't even realize and you were that woman that you wanted to be all along. The woman who knows that she can just handle whatever comes her way, that she keeps her promises to herself and she's solid in herself, and that she loves herself enough to keep the promises that she makes to herself. And she has the receipts. That is what makes that woman that walks into a room and has that infectious aura. That woman who knows herself and that woman who shows up. So guys, comment, tag me, DM me when you do the one scary thing today or this week. Share your stories with me. I love when you guys text me. I love reading your comments. And let's keep putting in the reps so that we can be our most confident selves every single day. If you guys like this video, make sure to obviously like it. Follow, subscribe to hear more from me. I come out with episodes every single week. I love you guys so much. I love talking to you, and I will see you next week. Bye.